All right, everyone, joined by Matt Hartford, the winner of Pro Stock Division here at Royal Purple Raceway. It is Matt's first Pro Stock victory and his first Pro Stock National Event final round. He's the driver of the Total Seal Piston Rings Chevrolet Camaro, and Matt has been at it for several years. This is a long time coming. He becomes the 66th first-time winner at NHRA Pro Stock, which is widely regarded as the most exclusive club in NHRA professional racing, as there have been nearly 1,000 Pro Stock races held in NHRA history. Only 66 individuals have ever won in the class. Let's start right there.
Man, I'm telling you, it's like you said, it's been a long time coming. I started in Pro Stock in 2006. It's 2018. I've let the clutch out a few times, and I've lost way more than I've ever won. So to beat McGahey first round started off our weekend on a very positive note, today on a very positive note. We struggled in qualifying. We qualified 11th. We should have qualified 3rd or 4th, but the best air was Friday night, and we completely missed the setup. So we started in the back half of the field and had to work our way through. They asked me at the other end about what I thought of the day, and I said, well, they've always told me to be the best, you have to beat the best. Chris McGahey, Tanner Gray, Jed Coughlin, Eric Enders. We earned this. And I didn't leave on any of them. Just let's just make that clear. They all left on me. We just did a better job with our car today than the other teams.
What keeps a guy like you motivated by success coming back for 12 years?
There's this stupid needle in my arm I keep trying to pull out. It's called Pro Stock. And every time I think I'm going to get away from this. And over the winter, I was done. I said I'm not coming back. I just, you know, and Richard Freeman called me and all but begged me to come back and said, we need cars. You know, you'll have good power. You'll have as good a power as what we have. And the biggest joke in our pits is I have his fifth best motor. Well, his fifth best motor is as good as his first best motor. They're all the same. But that's the joke I always tell Richard. It's like, well, if I had your real power, we could really do something. But it's when you have horsepower, this is fun. When you struggle like I have for so many years and have carnage and don't have power, it the fun starts going away.
I mean, you defied the odds today, you know, like you were talking about against Erica, like lifetime, you're 0-7.
Oh, yeah.
0-6. And I mean, you look at the numbers, they didn't look good.
No. But it goes back to my crew is they're all part-time. They all have day jobs, including myself. But we're some of the closest-knit people that you can bring together. We have a good time out here. To us, this is not work. We have a great time. We go out. You know, we have a nice dinner. We have a couple beers. We get up in the morning. We're excited to be here. Without those guys working as hard as they do, I wouldn't be here. My driving is not why we won today. That is a fact.
What was the biggest difference today compared leading into the night?
You know, when we left Vegas, we thought we had a really good car setup, and we came here, and our goal was to try to go to the pole. So, and Friday night, that's exactly what we tried to do, and we made the wrong call. But we came out of Vegas, even though we lost in the semis, we had a lot of momentum, and we had a lot of direction that we felt would be beneficial. So we came to Houston, and you know, I'm glad I did.
Did you realize in the final you were a couple hundreds behind? Could you see?
Oh, I knew exactly I was behind. I let the clutch out, and that's what I told Reinhardt out on the stage. I let the clutch out, and I seen her over there, and I could already hear Alan say, well, she's got a couple of hundred on Matt. This doesn't look good. I could hear him saying that in the car, and we just – we went up there for bear. I knew I couldn't leave on her. She's as good as it gets. I'm not that good. But we were able to tune the car, and we had enough power to drive around her at the end.
How does a win like this help you in your confidence looking forward, going forward to the next race?
The next race that we're scheduled to go to is Topeka. Obviously, there's two races now between here in Topeka. I know I'm going to get a lot of pressure to go to Charlotte. I don't know that I'm going to go to Charlotte. I'm probably not going to go to Charlotte, however. It doesn't matter. The next time we unload that car, we know that we have a car that can win. I've always been told, David Nickens, when I drove for him years ago, told me, he says, you have to win first round to understand how to win first round. And he says, until you've won second round, you don't know how to win second round. And he said, take them round by round. And he says, once you win your first race, then you know how to win. And he says, that's what you have to understand. Just take it round by round.
When did you drive? What years for David Nickens?
My first round win came in 2007, with a David Nickens, Kenny Koretsky car in Dallas. I beat Jason Lyon. Was my first round win. So I would have drove for David in 07, 08, some in 09, 2012. It's all over the place. And then I ran a lot of comp, and I used David's engines for years in comp.
And what's your real job?
I'm the head of engineering and vice president of Total Seal. So tomorrow morning, I have a 5 a.m. flight, and I'll be in the office by 7 a.m. and back to work.
And where's the office at?
Scottsdale, or Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Does this mean kind of take away the hesitation with continuing your career?
I say I'm going to quit, but they all tell me I'm not. I'm just too stupid to quit. So, we're going to race until the guys around me don't want to race anymore. And as long as they want to come to the races, we're going to figure out a way to make it happen. And then, just because, we're going to come on Drag Week with these guys later in the year, and we're going to have some real fun.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.